welcome to episode 2 of Fly Away, a weekly podcast from Outlander Travel about the thing we love most, travel. Each week we will talk about different adventures and vacation options out there, some local, some more exotic. Join us as we chat about our own travels and those of our clients. Hopefully our talks will help you dream, plan, and get out there. My name is Elizabeth, and this week I'm joined by fellow Outlander travel agents, Sandy, Amy, and Andy. This week, we will tackle the topic of travel related to running and races, focusing on the Run Disney program. Let's get started. So we have a couple of runners among us. I am not one of them. I think, Andy, would you say you are not one of them either?
I run, but it's only a wave. It's about to cause me harm.
So we have.
I do appreciate people who run.
So you have a couple of spectators and then a couple of runners. So Sandy, I believe you've done several Run Disney experiences. Can you talk a little bit about what preparing for a trip rotating around running is like?
First of all, the training is still important because you don't want to go down there and have a bad experience. But it's different than going with your family. In fact, I don't take my family when I go because I'm not going to be doing the parks. I'm, you know, going to be getting up super early and, you know, doing expos and things like that. And we just don't focus on parks like you normally would. So not a lot for my kids to do when I'm down there running.
So what is preparation like for? Well, tell us first, what are some of the races that are in the Run Disney program?
There's the big one is in January. That's Marathon Weekend, and there's a marathon and a half marathon. And this past year, they just added an extra race, a 10K, to go with the 5K that there used to be. And so all four of them made up the Dopey Challenge, and there was also a Goofy Challenge for the half and the full. And they have a couple races in California. There's the Tinkerbell and the Disneyland Half Marathon. Both of those are half marathons. There's the Princess Half Marathon, which has a 10K with it too now, and there's a special challenge to do both of those called the Glass Slipper Challenge. There's the Tower of Terror 10-miler, and there is the Wine and Dine. And I forgot to mention, too, that for the Disneyland Half Marathon, there's also a, I think it's a 10K, and it's the Dumbo Double Dare. So
basically you can run every month at a Disney park, it sounds like.
Well, you could, yeah, and you can jump across the country and get your coast-to-coast medal. Wow. And depending on which two races you do, you could get a pink coast-to-coast medal. So there's lots of options, lots of cool stuff.
So then
there's also the Expedition Everest.
And what is that one?
That one is a 5K and like a obstacle course and a scavenger hunt all mixed in. And then it ends with an after party at Animal Kingdom at night, which is really cool.
Well, cool. I mean, I've been to Disney countless times, and this is just the facet of the parks that I've never really heard of and I'm not familiar with at all. How does really differ from, I mean, I'm going to assume that. I know the parks are open 365 days a year. How does running all these races factor into the day-to-day operations of the theme park?
Well, one of the things about the Run Disney races, for the daytime ones mostly, is that you have to get up at like 2 a.m. and you are
That's a
on a bus at 3 a.m. Wow. So the races start very early, and for the 5 and 10K, they're done before the parks open. For the half marathons, they're done pretty early, and so the full marathon, they only have one full marathon, and it does go through all four parks. So for that day, it affects all the parks, but, you know, I've been there as a spectator before on marathon day, and I don't remember feeling like the parks were too crowded, or I mean, they stop traffic to let the runners go by, so there's different places where you won't be able to just cross the street and to get to the other side of the park, so you have to kind of wait, so it can affect it that way. But generally that's not a very crowded time of year anyway, so mm-hmm. it's really amazing how minimally I think it affects it. And then a couple of the races, the Tower of Terror and the Wine and Dine, those are at night, and they don't start till like 10 o'clock. So, they, you know, the
okay, so everything's run so that there is minimal disruption to the general festivities and of everything. Okay.
Yeah.
But the cool thing, I think, as a spectator, you know, the marathon, it does run until sort of midday. And so Epcot, especially, and Hollywood Studios a little bit are affected by it. But it's kind of neat to be able to sort of stumble upon a marathon. I mean, in most cases, for you to spectate a marathon, you have to intentionally go to spectate. You know, it's very, very purposeful that you would go and find a spot. And whereas, you know, you can actually just walk around Epcot, and Disney is so good about crowd control and the route of the race. There are places where it's almost like a train changing station. So the runners will go this way and then the runners will go that way. And while the runners are going that way, then pedestrians cross over to a middle section, and then the runners then go behind them and the pedestrians can cross the rest of the way. So it's really quite extraordinary how smoothly it
runs.
Sounds
like it's almost military type decision, yeah. But you expect that from the cast members at Disney.
And another thing too,
at Christmas, I know exactly how that is.
Whenever they, whenever you are still running and the parks are open that later in the day, you're not one of the faster runners. So, and that's usually where I am. That's always where I am. But you're not going to fall over if somebody walks in front of you. You're going to be able to change your path because you're probably walking. So it's not that bad. But then, and the really fast people are through before the parks open. Generally.
What is the atmosphere like then? So, I mean, I assume there are, you know, crowds around cheering everybody on. I know, Elizabeth, you've attended a couple of these as well. Can you speak to that from your experience and Sandy from yours?
Well, the atmosphere is so much fun. I think that, you know, the volunteers are great. The cast members are there. They put out extra characters. They do, like, when we came through Hollywood Studios last time, we were coming by the motor car show, and they had the cars going, driving around back and forth where we could see them and stuff. And it's just really cool. They just do a lot of really cool stuff for the runners. It's really, really fun.
And the spectators there are usually cheering on somebody that they know, and then they'll cheer for everyone else as well. So there's great signs and, you know, lots of yay you. And it's just very inspiring to watch people running. And especially, you know, especially when you are at the tail end of the race and you see how tired these folks are and, you know how hard they've worked. And it's really quite moving and inspiring as well.
So as a runner, Sandy, my big question, it's pretty flat, no?
It's not as flat as you would think. I don't, you know, I run in Raleigh, and Raleigh has hills, and so yes. I don't think it's hilly. But people do complain about the overpasses, and some of the parks aren't as even as you would think, too. Like, Animal Kingdom is not the flattest part. It's not that it's hilly, it's just that the pavement is uneven, so you have to kind of watch your step a little bit. But going around the overpasses, sometimes you're on such a weird grade, you know, and you're kind of tilting, and you feel it after you've been out there 6 hours. So, but that's, you know, it's not, I don't think it's a hard race. I think you have a lot to look at along the way, too, so yeah. That helps.
So with that, then, just the experience of it, I've heard that characters running with you, or is that a particular Disney race?
They're not running, but they're out on the course, so no. You can stop. We did a ton of pictures. Yeah, we got a lot of pictures, and and another thing we did that was really fun was we rode Expedition Everest in the middle of the marathon, which was really cool. That was
you just
a lot
stopped
of fun.
And took a ride. That's so cool.
We did. We stopped and went on the roller coaster. Yeah.
Was that when your pass was?
That was my main goal.
Oh, wow, that is cool.
Well, you know, I'd heard they let you in the fast pass line, but when we got through, they had stopped doing that. They said we had to go in the regular line, and there was a 10-minute standby. But it really was more of a walk on. It was good. It was really fun.
So. Yeah, Amy, I asked a cast member once about the hills. That you were asking about, because apparently in a marathon, there is actually, for it to be official and sanctioned, there has to be a certain amount of incline to the race. So they actually purposefully use the overpasses because Florida is so flat that's actually why they route them over certain overpasses, is to give them height. I don't know if that's still the case, but I know I asked somebody, gosh, it was probably about 10 years ago, you know, how they decided where the course, and I knew nothing, you know, I'm not a runner. So I just asked them, you know, hey, why, how do you decide how they're going to run? Who decides that? And it was really interesting. They said that there's a certain amount of incline that's required in order for it to be sanctioned. So
is it a qualifier for something then? Do you know?
Oh, it's a Boston qualifier, yeah.
It is. Mm-hmm. Okay.
And it's not an easy race to qualify for something like that because it's so crowded. It's it's a lot harder to go fast than a Disney race.
Okay.
So I imagine these races are pretty heavily subscribed by runners. How far in advance do you need to sign up?
You need to sign up the day it opens. Or especially
which is typically how far out? Right after the last one?
So March, beginning of March will be the opening for the Wine and Dine in November. And so it's about 7 or 8 months, I guess. You know pretty far in advance that you're going to, I think, I can't remember when the Dopey is going to sign up again, but you have to jump on it, especially now that they're adding these new challenges. They sell out really fast. So.
I'm sure.
Yeah.
So, so how many times have you run in the marathon weekend or the races at Disney?
I've done two of the marathon weekends, and I did the Expedition Everest. And actually, what got me started was my cousin was running the Disney Marathon in 2007, and I ran the 5K that year, and then went and cheered him on at the finish line, and I was just absolutely hooked. It was something I knew I wanted to do. I wanted to be there. It was just awesome, so good. So that's what got me started.
So that's what got you started. What is your favorite thing about running at Disney?
Running with my friends.
What is your absolute favorite thing?
running with big group of friends. Yeah, we had a big group go down from Raleigh this past year, and you know, we did the Dopey Challenge, so we ran 4 mornings in a row, and it was just so much fun running with people that I don't normally run with or in different pace groups. You know, one of our friends took it easy with us on the 10K day, and you know, so it was just really good. It's the people, the costumes, the atmosphere. It's so much fun. It's really good.
So, Sandy, with all the different races to choose from, which one would you recommend? If somebody hasn't run Disney before, like Amy hasn't, what race should Amy do first? And Amy's an experienced runner, so then also if you had a brand new runner who really wanted to do this, where would you suggest they start?
Yeah, you managed to twist my arm and get me. What should I?
Well, Andy, I think that you should do the Princess Half Marathon. I think you might like running with all those ladies, but I haven't done that one, but I've heard really good things about it. Marathon weekend is a lot of fun, but it's as huge as it gets, and it can be crowded. This will be my first year doing Wine and Dine, and I'm really excited because the people I've talked to who have done it, every one of them say that that's their favorite. They all love it. So my answer might be different in a few months, but... yeah, I hear good things about Princess for first-timers, and I know people get really excited about it. My first marathon was the Disney 20th anniversary, and it was awesome. I couldn't have asked. I wouldn't have never done a full marathon if my friends weren't doing that one. So that got me started. It was good.
So then what about for Amy, for the experienced runner?
I think marathon weekend. Go for another full.
Never another full. What's after though? Is there a great after party?
Not really.
No. Was it over by the time you got there?
Yeah, kind of was, and we didn't get there late, and there was not much after party to speak of. Now I can't recommend the after party. But we always do a day at Epcot the next day, and we drink around the world, and that's our after party. And that's really fun.
Right. You're at Disney World. It's a party.
Yeah. That's quite an after party. So, you're running. You're doing all these crazy races. Packing? Is that an issue?
Yeah, it's a big issue because you have to so they've had races in January where it snowed, and they've had races where they've had heat waves, and people, you know, we're having serious medical issues because of the heat. So you have to kind of prepare for both. You know, we had out of the 4 days we were there in January, the half marathon day was the warmest. It was in the 80s. That was definitely the hottest, but the marathon day was in the 70s, so it was much better. So you just kind of never know what you're going to get. But you, I guess about a week out when you're checking the weather, you can kind of gauge it. But if you're doing multiple races, you're going to want to bring multiple sets of running outfits. And, you know, I thought that I might do laundry, but I never did. So I was glad I brought a lot of stuff.
So, yeah. I'm sure everyone else was glad, yeah, too.
Well, they gave me 6 shirts, so I did have a lot of shirts when I got there. That was nice.
So six shirts, that was for the dopey. So what was each shirt for?
There's a t-shirt for the 5K, and then you got a tech shirt for the 10K, the half marathon, the full marathon, the goofy, and the dopey.
So the goofy challenge had its own t-shirt, and the dopey challenge had its own t-shirt.
Yeah, they're tech shirts, not t-shirts.
Wow.
They're long sleeve, yeah, running, wicking shirts. Yeah.
And how much does this cost?
It will be fun.
So the dopey last year for the inaugural was about $500. The half marathon, I think they're running about 180-ish.
And how does that compare to other races? Is that normal?
It's expensive.
It's a lot more, yeah. It's I just signed up for one in January, and I paid $80. And that was a lot for an inaugural. You know, the one I'm doing it's in December, and that's a lot for an inaugural one. Local ones are more like 50, 60, if you get in right when they open. So, yeah, Disney just knows, I mean, they sell out, so there's no incentive for the price to come down. It's not going to get any cheaper. Yeah.
And it sounds like it's worth it.
I'm going to keep going. I like it.
Is it fun for a non-Disney person? I mean, do you know if that's like, not? I know you aren't a non-Disney person, but is it worth that sort of money to somebody who isn't, you know, all Disney?
So I have a friend who I would describe as a non-Disney person who ran the full with me last year, came back this year, signed up for the 10K and the half, even though she got injured and didn't end up running them, but she still came down and her husband ran the half. I mean, Disney is not her vacation of choice, but she likes running with her friends, and this is a really fun race to do that at. So, yeah, I mean, it's really good. It's a lot of fun. They know how to do a race.
It seems like a place that would put a smile on your face even when
it's magical.
Really,
it is magical.
When you run down Main Street, you cry. Mm-hmm. I cry. So. Yeah, every park you go into and you see the big icon of the park, whether it's the big ball in Epcot or the Tree of Life or whatever, I mean, it just brings tears to your eyes. And then they have, I don't know if they do this at every big race, but for the full marathon in that weekend, they have a gospel choir at mile 26, and that's just awesome. It just, you know, you get very emotional after you run 26 miles.
Either that or you're just tired and delusional, but one or the other.
Yeah. You're so happy it's over.
Calling you home.
Yeah.
Well, it's certainly something to consider as the shorter races, like for somebody like me who isn't a runner, what do you think is the best choice for the shorter races, the 5Ks that they offer?
Well, I think that the nice thing about it is if you have anybody doing any of the weekend races, they have a 5K to go with it. So you could go to any of them. I think Expedition Everest was a lot of fun because it had the other things with it, you know, a couple other elements to that race, except that it rained really bad the day we did it. but you know, the medal was great. It's got a really cool medal. It's shaped like a compass. And the appeal of staying in the park after it's closed, especially Animal Kingdom, which closes early, and you're never in there at night, and it's such a gorgeous park at night. So that one is, I really liked that one. The other one, the 5K that was in January was, it's all right. You know, I mean, I thought there'd be more characters along the way, and then they had Dopey out there, and the line for Dopey was just insane, because out of 10,000 5K runners, 7,000 or 7,500 of them were Dopey runners, so everybody wanted their picture with Dopey, so I didn't get to do that, but it was still fun.
All right. Well, that is our show for this week. On behalf of Andy, Amy, Sandy, and myself, Elizabeth, thank you for joining us here at Outlander Travel, and we will see you next week. Gotta fly.